إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we come to the last of the four things that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala mentioned in Surah Al-Asr, where He said, والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala said that all mankind is in loss except people with these four qualities, people who have iman, people who follow up that iman with good deeds. And we spoke about the criterion of how to define a good deed. People who then invite towards the haqq, towards the truth. And today we look at the consequences, the usual consequences of inviting towards the truth. Tawasaw bil sabr. Why is sabr necessary? Because we live in a strange world where if you invite people towards evil, not only do you not get any pushback or flack, but you are actually commended and rewarded. Whereas if you invite people towards good, then most of the time, I don't say every time, but most of the time, illa mashallah, you get pushback to some degree. For some people more, for some people less. But generally, people do not thank you, or they do not even leave you alone for inviting them towards the truth. People manufacturing cigarettes are billionaires. People who run anti-smoking campaigns get hate mail. Whereas everyone knows that cigarette smoking and use of tobacco in general is one of the primary causes of cancer. I'm talking about regular simple things. I'm not even talking about religion as such. People who alcohol is a deductible expense. Although alcohol is acknowledged as a drug, and we say that we are against substance abuse, we are against the use of drugs, but then we decide to classify one of the most destructive drugs as being okay. So we know that alcohol destroys lives, we know that alcohol destroys the brain, we know that alcohol is a primary cause of cardiac disease. We know that alcohol is a primary cause of all kinds of evils, personal and collective. But we have chosen to see alcohol as socially acceptable. Therefore, not only is it something which is almost a it's almost a pillar of entertainment. You know, how can you have a party without having a drink? And not only that, but it's actually a deductible expense. Now, in his wisdom, President Obama, when he was president, or he's almost about to be about to finish his term. In his term, they have now declared marijuana as a recreational drug. So therefore, marijuana is also legal in the US. And now you have what they call green millionaires, who are people who are growing marijuana on farms and selling it. Now, this is the difference between the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the laws of people. The laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are made for the goodness of people, and obviously therefore they don't change. What is good is good. What is good cannot suddenly become bad one day, and what is bad suddenly cannot become good one day. Because these things are not criteria, cannot be dependent on people's passing whims and fancies. We have different fads. One day you like to wear a t-shirt, another day you would like to wear something else. That can't be a law. So okay, you like to do something, it's a different matter. But as long as something is, and Islam does not prevent you from doing what you like, you can definitely do what you like, as long as it is not harmful either to you or to others. That is the criterion. The criterion is that whatever you like, is you are fine to indulge in that, you are fine to enjoy that, as long as you are not causing any grief to others, and as long as that thing is not harmful to you. But that's not how the world works. So if you have somebody who speaks out against alcohol, If you have somebody, if there is a party that is happening, or you know, they call networking meeting, all kinds of excuses to get drunk and you call it something, networking meeting. So the point is that you have whatever this meeting is, but if somebody says, look, I don't want to participate in this meeting because I do not want to be in a place where alcohol is being served, now you see that person as you know, a stick in the mud, and here is a person who is being obstructionist, and here is a person who is being fundamentalist or backward or God knows what, right? And all that he is saying is, I do not want to do drugs. Now, since when is that such a bad thing? If somebody says, I don't want to do drugs, why is it so bad? If the person said the same thing about people getting together to smoke heroin, for example, and, or you know, take injections of LSD, then you would say, no, of course, very good, fantastic, you know, you should not do drugs. So what's the difference? That is a drug, this is a drug. What is the difference? Just because you happen to consider something to be socially acceptable, it does not change anything, right? Gambling is gambling, whether you do it with cards, whether you do it on horses, whether you do it on dogs, you know, whether you do it in some other way, you play bridge, that's still gambling, but you know, bridge is considered to be high society, and highly acceptable, and you know, similarly going to the races, sitting in the box is considered to be highly, but at the same time, the fellow sitting in some kalal khana or some place, sendhi gadde mein baithke unhe jua khela to unhe juari bolte, Sikandarabad club mein khela to juari nahi hai. What is the difference? Because you are sitting in Sikandarabad club, you are not a juari. But you say do exactly the same thing, same card, same rules, and you do it in a lowbrow place, and you are a juwari. So the whole issue is this, that we live in a world where if somebody speaks out against evil, that person is considered to be evil. But somebody promotes evil, that person is supposed to be good. I always give this example as the finest criteria. Who do you pay more, teachers or film actors? Teachers or you know, rap stars or pop stars? It's simplest. The society which pays teachers the least salaries and who glorifies what they like to call entertainment, which is all kinds of stuff which is mostly negative and bad, and you pay them zillions. I mean, one salary or one fee to make one film is maybe 100 times more than a teacher will earn in their entire lifetime in one film. I don't know, what do they get? You know, 100 crores, 50 crores. Which teacher will make 50 crores even in a lifetime? But this is our society, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, tawasaw bis sabr. Why do you need tawasaw bis sabr? Because if you are going to do tawasaw bil haq, you will have to face conditions. If you are going to invite people towards good, the reality is that you will be punished. Different levels of punishment, not everybody is the same. In Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this entire account of this man. Why was the man killed? Because of tawasaw bil haq. The man came and said, follow the Anbiya, follow the prophets. They do not ask you for money. They don't ask you for any reward. Their reward is with Allah. They are inviting you towards the good. Follow the prophets. That's all the man said. So why should you kill him? But they killed him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in his kalam, in Surah Al-Yasir, we recited that this morning. So the point is that this is the reality. Not everyone is fortunate enough to die in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mah on people that he loves. But definitely some level of pushback. People are going to say things, people will say. And at that time, the key thing is, tawasaw bis sabr is what? The key thing is, don't engage with them. Don't argue with them, don't get angry, don't get irritated, don't feel insulted, and don't stop doing what you are doing. That is very, very important. Do not get discouraged and do not stop doing what you are doing. And that's the only way to do that. The only way to free yourself from the effect of the environment is to de-link from the environment and link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu as being the one for whom you are doing that. That's the only way. Because if you do something, if you talk about something, if you invite people towards the good, and then you are looking to people to appreciate, then I will assure you that that appreciation is not going to come. Or even if it comes, it will come from a few people who have the good sense, but the larger number of people will oppose that in different ways. Some of them can be very nasty, some of them can be harmful. People will do, they will do all kinds of things. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu yasimuka minan nas, Allah said, Allah will save you from the people as long as you do what Allah has given you the duty to do. Allah said, Allah will save you from the people, and saving you from the people is to insulate your feelings and insulate your heart from the effect of what people say. And the root of that, how does that happen? By focusing on the reason you do something. What is the reason? To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are you doing, why are you eating what you are eating? Why are you not eating something else? Why are you behaving the way you are behaving? Why are you not behaving like everybody else? Why are you not going towards haram? Why are you focused on halal? For what? To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as that is the reason you are doing it, and as long as that is the reason you invite others, and that's the safe, the best way to be safe is to invite people to good. If you invite people to the good, then the minimum benefit is that you are safe. Say for example, if the whole, you know, your work group or your friends or somebody, they want to go for a party, let's all go to this pub. Then people will say, no, you don't drink, no problem. We'll have a drink, just come be with us, companionship. And you say, okay, you want companionship, let's all go to the masjid. Let's all go to the masjid. Why should you feel ashamed about inviting people to a masjid? Let's all go to the masjid. House of Allah, place of angels, malaika. We'll all go to the masjid. I'm going to order some food. We'll all go and sit in the masjid and we have this nice meal. Whatever you like, you know, best food in the world, we'll get the food. We'll go sit in the masjid. We'll have this nice meal. We'll talk about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what will happen? One of two things will happen. Either some of those people will come with you to the masjid, so alhamdulillah. Or the people will say, you are crazy, you go. Alhamdulillah. So both ways you are safe, no? So instead of inviting, this is the beauty of da'wah. The beauty of da'wah is that it keeps you safe. Minimum requirement. The one who calls the adhan, even if nobody comes to pray, at least the muezzin will pray. Even the imam may not be there. Wallah, I mean, places where, you know, the imam comes from somewhere else, the imam himself may not be there. The muezzin called the adhan. Now, having called the adhan, he is waiting. No one is there. Even the imam is not there. But he will pray because he called the adhan. So, the minimum benefit of inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and adhan is the, you know, symbol of that, is that Allah will save you from the people. That you are safe and you will not fall into wrong company. And you will find a time will come when you people will respect you for what you do. I have had instances where I was traveling and it was Friday and I was not conscious of that. I was sitting in a business meeting and around 12 o'clock or something, one of my colleagues in the meeting, one of my Hindu colleagues, she tells me, today is Friday, no, isn't it time for you to go for your prayer? In the middle of the business meeting. And so I said, of course I should go. And I went. Although, I mean, fiqhi-wise, I'm traveling, so the Jummah is not farther on me, I can pray Zohar and so on. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds you. And you get somebody else, the person reminding me is not even a Muslim. But she knows. And the people know that, okay, this guy prays on time. So, Allah opens the doors, Allah makes it easy. So, tawasaw bil haqq is really for our own benefit. And tawasaw bil sabr comes with tawasaw bil haqq, because we live in a world where we need to have sabr. Engage with people arguing and making that only creates, that's from shaitan. Shaitan will tell, he insulted you. No, he didn't insult you. He said whatever he wanted to say. I do not feel insulted because somebody says something. Why should I feel insulted? My feelings are my feelings because they are my feelings. I am doing the work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am only concerned with what Allah is saying, not with what people are saying. Khalas. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and save us from that which is not pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmatullah.